Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from verse 3 of the short one-chapter letter of Jude and talk to you about fighting fervently for the faith. Here we go, Jude verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude didn't really want to write this letter. He intended to write something celebrating our common salvation. But storm clouds of dangerous doctrine and division made him rethink the letter. And instead, he wrote something encouraging Christians to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. No one, at least no mature person, likes contention. There is a lot of earnest contention in the world, but not for the right things. Therefore, if Jude tells us to contend, we can assume that this is something worth contending about. Thankfully, Jude tells us that what we are contending for is important. It is the faith once for all delivered to the saints. That's something worth fighting for. We get a better idea of what Jude meant when we think of it word by word. The faith doesn't mean our own personal belief or faith in the sense of our trust in God. The phrase, the faith, means the essential truths of the gospel that all Christians hold in common. The faith is used in this sense repeatedly in the New Testament. Passages such as Acts chapter 6, verse 7, Acts chapter 13, verse 8, Acts chapter 14, verse 22, and on are just some of the examples. Simply said, the faith means that we must contend earnestly for the truth that is the basic and essential truths of the Christian faith. This faith was once for all delivered to the saints. Once means that the faith was delivered one time. It doesn't need to be delivered again. Now, of course, we distribute this truth again and again, but God delivered it to the world through the apostles and prophets once. God may speak today, but never in the authoritative way he spoke through the first apostles and prophets recorded in the New Testament. Now, the faith once for all means that this faith is delivered to everybody. Before God, we don't have to have the option to simply make up our own faith. This faith is for all, but today it isn't popular to believe in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. No, instead, most people want to believe in the faith that they make up as they go along and decide what's right for them. Several years ago, I read a vivid example of make-it-up-as-you-go-along faith in a book called Habits of the Heart. There, an author named Robert Bella and his colleagues described an interview that they had with a young woman, a nurse named Sheila, whom they described as representing many Americans' experience and views on religion. Speaking about her own faith and how it operated in her life, this is what she said. I believe in God. I'm not a religious fanatic. I can't remember the last time I went to church. My faith has carried me a long way. It's Sheilaism, just my own little voice. Brothers and sisters, we enthusiastically support the idea of religious freedom, that Sheila and anybody else has the right and the freedom to believe whatever they want to believe. No civil or governmental authority should dictate to her what she should believe, whether it's Sheilaism or anything else. But at the same time, this idea is wrong, and we should say so without in any way punishing those people who believe it. Simply said, the idea that we can or that we should put together our own faith is wrong. Christianity is based on one faith, that faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. So, how about your faith? Is it the truth of the Bible, or is it the make it up as you go along kind of faith? Hey, today, make sure that what you believe in is the faith once for all delivered to the saints.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.